One, Brijabasi said, up to this time, we have never really appreciated how Krishna's elegant body is the very ornament of the entire earth. Look, look. As Krishna displays his attractive threefold bending form, his left side stretches up broad and straight, without showing the three lines on his belly. His right heel is raised, and his left foot appears to be kissing the earth. His well-shaped left knee is slightly contracted, and his waist is gently curved. His garland and uttariya, the thin chadar that decorates his chest and back, they are swinging to the left side. It is very pleasant to see his armpit as he effortlessly holds his strong left arm aloft. His right thumb is tucked into the refulgent red cloth wrapped around his handsome hips, which are enriched with the three beautiful lines of his belly. Just see how the beauty of Krishna's right side decorates the earth. In a merry mood, Krishna glances lovingly at us as his eyes roam here and there. The pollen from the dew-covered blue lotuses tucked over his ears reflects exquisitely on his shining cheeks. And even though he must be tired from lifting giriras, Krishna is delighting our minds with the nectar of his gentle smile. Today, this beautiful face is more dazzling than anything. A second Brijabasi said, oh, look, look. It is a great mystery that since Krishna has not moved for a long time, his ankle bells, which crush all false pride, which solve all problems, and which deliver one from all dangers, have now become silent, just like a dumb person. Although they are awake, those ankle bells seem just like a pair of swans sleeping in front of a blue lotus flower. Just see. The ankle bells are absorbed in silent meditation, just like a self-realized soul. But when Krishna lifted Giriraj, their meditation broke, and they moved slightly. The demigods praised that pleasant jingling sound and came to serve it. And seeing that, the ankle bells again fell silent, feeling apprehensive about their sudden movement. Someone else said, oh, look at Krishna. While holding Giriraj nonchalantly in one hand, he holds his pastime flute in his other hand. Pressing it gently to his lips, he plays soft, sweet melodies that fill us with exhilaration. Noticing that Krishna was playing his flute, Batu Madhu Mangal said with great alarm, oh, my friend, do not be so daring. Do not play your flute. How will you protect your friends today if Giriraj becomes ecstatic from hearing the sweet melodies of your flute and falls off your hand? Your flute has the power to destroy everything. Simply hearing it, mountains melt into rivers and rivers turn into stone. Oh, look, it can do so many incredible things. The coward boy said, oh, Kusumasava, oh, Batu, may this mountain maintain his patience and keep protecting us from the calamity of the inundation caused by Indra. If Giriraj melts into a river, he himself will become the very source of our destruction. But that will not happen. A person with great patience may sometimes thrill with ecstasy, but he quickly recovers his composure. There is not the slightest fear that Giriraj may change his position. Just relish the honey nectar of Krishna's flute and give up your restlessness. Another person said, look, just see the foolishness of Indra. Even though he is supposed to be a well-wisher of all, he has shown anger to such an innocent person. Within his heart, he has enmity against Krishna. O lifter of Giriraj, Indra tries to destroy our dynasty with his lightning bolts, whereas Krishna always does well for the world. Indra merely guards the eastern direction, whereas Krishna protects all the directions. Why has Hari, which is a name also for Indra, has become so shameless by assuming the same name as our Lord Hari? Someone else said, how astounding. Before us, we see the deliverer from the inundation, the clouds causing the inundation, difficult times due to the inundation, and the very ocean of inundation. Are we being bewildered by some illusion, or has someone cast a magical spell over us? Although we are in such a dangerous condition, still we have not been defeated. One person said, though we are in the middle of a terrible devastation, we are delighting in a conversation full of joking and laughter. While relishing these nectarian talks, we do not feel any anxiety, nor do we feel any disturbance. One Brijbasi said, O Radhika, your face is superbly beautiful. Do not make your eyebrows dance while Krishna is holding up Govardhan, for that will severely agitate his mind. Then his arm will start shaking violently and cause the mountain to immediately fall off his hand. Please do not cause such a perilous situation. Radhika joked with Shyamala Sakhi, a witty, sweet speaker, expert in making people laugh. Glancing shyly from the corner of her eyes, Sri Radharani said, Hey, doe-eyed Shami, do not infuse your ecstasy in my heart. Calm down and control your mind. One gopi said, Krishna, who turned the king of mountain into a play ball, must have tremendous patience. His clever behavior is beyond compare. Another gopi replied, Alas, alas, your words are drawing exactly the opposite conclusion to my intentions. So now listen to your praises. O enchanting one, I will accept that the holder of Giriraj has great patience if he can keep his patience after seeing the splendid beauty of Srimati Radharani. A third Sakhi said, O Sakhi, stop joking. Krishna's greatness is his ability to satisfy everyone with his unique sweetness. He is especially pleasing when he teases women like us. Another Sakhi said, Just see how Krishna holds up the mountain with his left hand while softly playing on the flute with his right hand. Can you see it? He casts loving glances, which are sidelong, on everyone and shakes his head pleasantly and gently while listening to his friends. Then one dear Sakhi told Radhika, Listen carefully to my words. While all the Brijbasis relish the pastime of constantly looking at Krishna, he, Krishna, is absorbed in glancing at you alone. Just see how his body has erupted with ecstatic symptoms, such as tears, trembling, and thrill bumps. But the other Brijbasis think these transformations are due to his lifting Giriraj. One Sakhi said, Yes, what you said is absolutely true. Please take this pearl necklace as a reward for your realization. While admiring the infinite loveliness of Radhika, Krishna, enveloped in bliss, trembled and perspired profusely. Observing these ecstatic changes, one gopi pointed to the cowherd men and told her girlfriend, Hey, look, the gopas, they think that Giridhari is feeling tired. In a mood of compassion, they have raised their sticks above their heads to help him hold up the hill. Seeing the prominent cowherd men endeavoring to hold up Giriraj, Radhika, whose face outshines the moon, covered her head with her veil and looked shyly at the ground. Then, unseen by her sakis, Radhika beamed a sweet, gentle smile to bathe Krishna in a shower of nectar.